Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Max and Friends. Whether you're tuning in on LA Talk Radio or all podcasting platforms, I'm grateful that you're here. I see you. I hear you. You matter. You know, the holidays are here. Yes, this is a live show. I mean, really here. It is. It's Sunday night here. I'm live. I'm at my home studio at the farm in New York getting ready. You know, I have been whirlwinded nonstop with the Delmonico Way book tour. And I'm so grateful for all of you showing up, asking to buy it, for gifts, for signing it, for getting it online. You can get it everywhere from Amazon to Barnes & Noble's to Rizzoli. You can go into stores. You can go into Strand in New York. You can go to Bold Fork and Books in D.C. There's so many places you can get the book. It's the best holiday gift, I promise you. It is the gift that keeps on giving. It's about family, ancestors, food. It's wonderful. The Delmonico Way, sublime, entertaining, and legendary recipes from the restaurant that I'm in New York. Now, here's why I'm live tonight. One, because I have an amazing guest who's going to be joining us in just a moment. The divine, love her so much, Margaret McSweeney. You all know her from Kitchen Chat. It's a wonderful podcast that she did to honor her father. So I love that tonight we're going to be honoring our ancestors, our fathers, and just having a really good conversation. So it is the holidays. So you know how I roll here on Max and Friends. We have to play some holiday music. So right now here on Max and Friends, happy holidays. We'll be right back with my guest, Margaret McSweeney. Stay tuned.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays. May the calendar keep ringing. Happy holidays to you.
If you're burdened down with trouble, if your nerves are wearing thin, pack your load down the road, come to Holiday Inn.
We'll be right back.
holiday. Happy holiday. May the calendar keep ringing. Happy holiday.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. Happy holidays to you and yours. Thank you for tuning in. I am so grateful you're here. Well, you know, I have a wonderful guest, Mary McSweeney. This is how tired I am. Margaret McSweeney. All right, let's just take a minute to just be still and know. Here's what's going on. I have been on a book tour. I have been in Colorado. I've been in New York. I've been in Connecticut. I've been nonstop. So you can tell that it's 11 o'clock at night on the East Coast. And my mind is just going into all different kinds of beautiful spaciousness. So Margaret McSweeney is my guest tonight. Margaret, welcome to the show. To introduce you would minimize your graciousness and your beautiful essence. But welcome to Max and Friends.
Oh, Max, thank you. And during this season, I would like to be Mary Margaret McSweeney.
Indeed. Mary Margaret McSweeney, right? It's the perfect name for the holidays. But you have the perfect name just as you are, as Margaret McSweeney, host of Kitchen Chat. You are a professional background in corporate finance. You have a master's degree in international business. You worked for banks, and now you're doing a podcast about food because you wanted to honor your father and understand his love of food. Savor the day is your life's tagline. And as a 10-year breast cancer survivor, you appreciate the importance of living life with purpose and joy. And you can tell that because the minute that I met you, which was just a couple of weeks ago, I felt the joy exude out of you. I saw it in your smile, but yet it was this energy that surrounds you. And so there's a beautiful song that my friend Taja Seville sings, and the song is Love is Contagious. And that is the definition of you. You have this love that is contagious. And I just knew that we were going to be great friends. So I'm grateful to Jennifer English for introducing us. And then I'm grateful for your energy for really solidifying a beautiful friendship that we started. So welcome to Max and Friends.
Thank you. And I'm about to just cry. You were just so kind, so gracious, and truly a hug from heaven to have met you. Thank you, Jennifer, for the introduction. And I am so inspired by all the great things you are doing and your kindness, and you define hospitality in this world, truly.
Thank you. Well, you know, that's a great place to start. What does hospitality mean to you?
Wow, I think hospitality is truly a gift. And like you always say, you see someone, someone is seen, and you know what that need is, and to fulfill and not be afraid to act. It's a graciousness. It's an act of graciousness and welcoming, and it's genuine and from the heart. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense, because what I know is that's your definition. So it makes perfect sense, because for you, that's what makes sense. And here's what I love about words. You know, Madonna once sang a song that said words are useless, you know, that they don't have meaning. We give them meaning. So for you, I love that that's what hospitality means to you. And for me, we're on the same accord. You know, my grandfather, as people were reading the book, The Delmonico Way, always said, I see you, I hear you, you matter. There was that validation. You know, and that's what you do effortlessly. And I love how you are a connector of souls in such a beautiful way. I've taken your tip, by the way. For those of you who are tuning in, welcome to Max and Friends. Margaret McSweeney is my guest tonight. Wonderful podcast and video cast that I'm going to be on this week, I believe. We'll talk about it in just a minute. But if you're tuning in, thank you for joining us. Margaret taught me a way to connect people when you're at events. So she'll take a picture of the two of you. So let's say Mary Jane is listening tonight, and I'm in a room with Mary Jane, and all of a sudden, Margaret's like, you two need to know one another. She'll take your picture, and she'll send you a group text with that picture. And I'm like, this is genius, because then I know who's the person that connected us, who the new person is, and we all have each other's phone numbers. love that form of connection. You're like the ultimate connector, and I love you for that. It's something that I observed recently, and I'm like, I am so using that. So thank you for that tip.
Oh, well, it just makes it easier instead of remembering things. Just do it in the moment, you know?
Exactly. And that's like tonight's show, you know, when Sam, who's in the studio in LA, is like, are you doing a live show? I was like, yes, because I have to have you, Margaret McSweeney, on. So thank you for today, for having great conversation with you. Tell us about your show, Kitchen Chat, and what is the genesis of Kitchen Chat with you?
Well, thank you so much. It was such an honor to have you on Kitchen Chat. As you had mentioned earlier, the reason I began Kitchen Chat, this started about 11 years ago, was a tangible way to honor my late father. He passed away 2 years ago. He was on a business trip with a colleague in Paris, had a massive heart attack at the Charles de Gaulle Airport, and it was just months before my wedding. So it was really just such a shock. But he was such a Renaissance man. He was ahead of his time in so many ways. He was a gourmet home chef, a professionally trained musician, you know, could sing opera, classical music, all of that, and just had such a joie de vivre. And his joy was singing opera in the kitchen while he made these incredible meals. And my biggest regret in life was not going into the kitchen with him and to cook alongside him. He was always inviting me, but I just wasn't interested. And so later in life, you know, 30 whatever years later, I am so glad to finally understand what his joy was all about in the kitchen. And it's bringing people to the table, celebrating the flavors of life, sharing a meal, sharing stories, connecting, and just being at the table together. And I understand that. I still cannot really cook. I have to have that disclaimer. Yes, I have a cooking show, and I am not a very good cook. But I understand and appreciate the joy.
I love that. You know, and there is joy. Even if, you know, joy is whatever we make when we're making it, you know, and I think that's some of the best dinners that we can make is when we're in the kitchen, we have what's in the cabinet, and, you know, we're just happy to be in the kitchen and do it. And those meals always somehow just work and they taste so delicious. But, you know, your father and my father, very similar. Renaissance man, my father also loved to sing opera. He sang at Carnegie Hall. He played the piano. His debut was at Carnegie Hall. So I understand really the essence of having such a beautiful energy in the house of someone like your father and my father. And then when that energy, you know, we no longer feel it, here's the holidays. And it's like we miss our loved ones even more. And so I want to say that because I know that there's people who are tuning in tonight, and I thank you all for tuning in. Email me, tweet me, DM me, whatever you need to, at Max Tucci. Let me know if there's something heavy on your heart this holiday season, because together we rise, you know? And I think that during these holidays, to just be so blunt about it, for so many people, they just purely suck. And I want you to know this, that this holiday season, Mary and I love you. We got you back. We're wishing you all the best. And we're going to lift you up tonight on Max and Friends. So tell us about your show, Kitchen Chat. And it's award-winning. Tell me some of your favorite guests over the years and how people can find it.
Oh, thank you. So the website is kitchenchat.info. And it's on iTunes and goodness, Libsyn and SoundCloud, iHeart as well, and WebTalkRadio.net. And it just brings me such joy to hear the stories. And they're truly hugs from heaven to have you on. And Jacques Pepin has been on, Carla Hall, goodness, Danny Meyer. So many wonderful chefs, restaurateurs, cookbook authors. Grace Young was on. She is so amazing for all the great work she's doing to help Chinatowns across the United States, which were hit so hard during the pandemic. And Anne Willen, oh my goodness, that was such a highlight to go into her kitchen in Santa Monica and hear the stories about Julia Child. I so wish I'd had the opportunity to meet Julia Child, but the list goes on and on. I mean, so many wonderful interviews. Oh, another one was with Leah Chase, Chef Leah Chase.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh.
How much fun.
Oh, the lessons I learned, Max, sitting at Dookie Chase's restaurant at a table and just hearing her wisdom. It was just so enriching to hear how she said that if only world leaders would sit around a table with a cup of gumbo and some fried chicken, there would be more.
Isn't that the truth? Well, you know, isn't it fun to have these platforms where we can have so many beautiful people join us and give us their beautiful ingredients to life, right?
Yes.
Now, let's talk about, I'm reading it for the first time. I didn't know about this about you. So tell me about your journey with having breast cancer.
Yes, I am celebrating 10 years of survivorship, and I am so grateful to be a breast cancer survivor. We all have to go through something in life, and no one's immune from anything. And it was a bit of a shock to be diagnosed. And thankfully, it was fairly early. So I was able to have my surgery and the treatment. And I'll never forget, I would always dress up to go to my radiation. I would dress up and I would put on my pearls because that is just so special to me. I still wear the pearl necklace from my wedding. And there's some symbolism in that, how the oyster encountered unexpected grit.
Mm-hmm.
Yet I just think that the nakra, nekra, however you say that, that covers that grit in our lives becomes a pearl. And we're all connected. That. So I would symbolically go into my breast cancer treatments wearing my pearl necklace. And I said, I'm here for my radiance treatment. So that's what I would do. And the nurses would laugh. But I am grateful. It's a very humbling experience. And my heart goes out to the women and men who are fighting this or caring for someone. It's difficult. It's a difficult road, and it's always a little scary each year when you go back for the mammogram, but I just try to live with faith and not fear. And I look at this, I call it my unexpected lump in the road.
And
have to learn how to navigate through life. Yes.
You know, and for those who are listening tonight who are going through this, you know, we'll take it one step further from breast cancer survivor. I'm calling you the breast cancer thriver because you have thrived through it. You've continued to have a smile on your face to uplift and encourage people. So women who are tuning in tonight, men too, who are going or know someone who's going through this, what is that silver lining of hope that you give to them?
Find what brings you joy and live it. And you know what? Kitchen chat ended up being such an important, goodness, so I'm going to try not to cry. Kitchen chat has been such a joy to me. And It just find your joy. And it's so ironic. My dad would always say God's trains run on time. And it's so ironic that I found joy through a tangible way to honor him through my grief of losing. And this joy of Kitchen Chat has been such a comfort to me on my journey.
I love that.
So I'm so sorry for anyone who is going through grief right now, who is going through an illness. Just find that little bit of joy in whatever you are doing and hold on to this. You'll get through it.
Absolutely. You know, and there's a wonderful guest that I once had on the show here. Her name is Gina Mulligan, and she wrote a beautiful book called Girls Love Mail. And it's the gift of handwritten letters to women with breast cancer. So if you feel like you're alone and you need some inspiration and you're tuning in tonight and you're like, I just need a book that I can read to go through what I'm going through, Girls Love Mail. And it's an incredible book. And what I love about it is that there were so many letters that Gina had written to her. And there's the other book called Dear Friend. Dear Friend. And these books, if you go, Dear Friend, the 5-star gift book, really, it's one of my favorite books to gift people who are going through this. Girls Love Mail is the website, girlslovemail.com. The book is Dear Friend. I promise you, for those who are going through hell, don't stop. There's always someone out there that that can make you smile. You know, every letter makes a difference is what Gina says. So it's a great book. I encourage you, if you are going through this, you can go right now to Amazon. The full title of the book, thank you. My whole team behind me is like, you need to give the right title of the book. I'm like, it's 11:30 on a Sunday night and I was sleepy. The book is called Dear Friend, Letters of Encouragement, Humor, and Love for Women with Breast Cancer. So get it, gift it, love it. And and that's what I have to say about that book. So moving from this breast cancer thriving to Kitchen Chat, it wasn't your first passion, was it? What was your first passion growing up?
Well, growing up, they always say you'll end up doing what you love to do in third grade. So mine was eating, writing, and talking.
There you go.
That's Kitchen Chat.
And that is Kitchen Chat, kitchenchat.info. So, all right, let's play a little game because I'm looking at your website now, kitchenchat.info. We're going to play a song in just a minute. So, Sam, let's get the song ready. But before that, I'm going to say some words that I'm reading from your site specifically. Mm-hmm. And I want you to tell me what they mean to you.
Sure.
The first word is BCRF.
Oh, that's the Breast Cancer Research Foundation.
Yep.
BRCRF, right? Yes.
Yep. What does that mean to you?
That means breast cancer awareness and really a wonderful organization, Estee Lauder's organization. Mm-hmm. And they are doing great work. They're doing wonderful research. I encourage anyone who is looking for some charity to give to this season, during the season of giving, please consider them. Make a donation in honor of a loved one or a friend who is going through this.
The next, since we're on charities, No Kid Hungry.
No Kid Hungry. It breaks my heart that there are children going hungry out there. Please, please help this organization. Help feed a child. Help nurture. Because food is such a basic necessity. And there are, unfortunately, children who are going hungry. So please help No Kid Hungry. Great organization.
I love that. And then, since we're on that thread, Wings, breaking the cycle of domestic violence.
Yes, Wings. I'm on the leadership advisory board for Wings, Women in Need Growing Stronger. And they have a safe house, two safe houses in the Chicago area. And it's just so sad. And especially during the pandemic, these numbers just really increased. And a lot of people are surprised that, you know, there's no discrimination with domestic violence. And it's so sad. It's just so many women, and a lot of people are quiet about it. I'm so grateful that I have not personally experienced that, but I have a heart for women and their kids who are trying to break the cycle, who are trying to leave to get a second start. And Wings is a wonderful organization. Right now, they have a real need for food in their pantry. So if you go to my Instagram, Kitchen Chat, there is a link. If anyone feels led to donate some canned goods through Amazon, there's a link to that. Oh, I would so appreciate it, because you're making...
Let's do it right now. So how do we find it? We go to your... Tell us how to do it. We go to your Instagram.
My Instagram, Kitchen Chat. And then on profile, there should be a link.
Okay, so everyone who's tuning in, there is your LinkedIn, your Linktree link, right? Kitchen Chat. So we click on that. And then it's the first one that said Wings Program Pantry Wish List 2022. This is so easy. All right, adding to cart, adding to cart, adding to cart. Let's do this now together, adding to cart. All right, and we're going to check out. Right? This is how we do it live on Max and Friends, right?
I love it. Thank you.
Adding to cart. And you know what I love about this? For those who are listening, you know, this is a really easy way to give, because you can do it literally from a click of your phone, okay? So let's add this to carts, okay? And then all we have to do is check out. So there we go. We are doing it right now. Let's add some Campbell's soup. How you doing, Campbell's soup? Add to cart 10 cans. 20 more cans are needed. So whoever's listening, buy the cans, and let's get this food to Wings Program Pantry wish list. One obstacle that makes it hard for people to leave abusive situations is the lack of resources. These donations will help people to make the brave decision to leave and give them the opportunity to focus on healing and moving forward in their lives. You may buy similar items. So go right now to Margaret McSweeney's page, which is Kitchen Chat. And there you can click on the link tree right to the program, and then just add things to your cart. And then I'm going to figure out after the show how to how to make the cart work and everything. So that is done there. All right. Since we're on the tune of food, tell us about Meals on Wheels and what that means to you.
Meals on Wheels, that is such an important organization as well. It was such an honor to be MC, along with my dear friend, Chef Jamie Larita, for the 2019 gala. This was all before, of course, the pandemic hit. And especially in the Chicago area, the senior citizens just can't get out, especially during the winter. So it is such an important resource for the senior citizens here in Chicago. And once again, it's feeding and food through love. And
I love that.
Yes, to
I love that. Well, I've got to call out Campbell's Soup right now on Amazon. And here's why I'm calling them out, because I figured out how to get into the cart, and their cream of chicken soup is temporarily out of stock. So if anybody knows Campbell's Soup, get on the phone with them, tell them to go over to Kitchen Chat and to donate. You know, they need like 30 cans. Campbell's Soup, I'm challenging you now, if someone's listening, to give like at least 500 cans. I mean, that's the easiest you can do, right? You know, we have to call things into existence, right?
Absolutely. That would just be a huge hug from heaven.
Right? Okay. I love this.
Yes.
I'm like totally obsessed with this right now. Okay. We're going to proceed to check out. Boom, done, made some donations. And that's how we do it here on Max and Friends. So my guest tonight, the host, the one and only, the incredible host of Kitchen Chat, Savor the Day, Margaret McSweeney's here. We're talking about her life, her podcast, Ways to Give. And then we're going to talk about two more organizations and then we're going to play a song. So tell us about Common Threads.
Common Threads, of course, originating with Chef Art Smith and really...
We love Chef Art Smith. Love Chef Art Smith.
He's great. He is great and doing wonderful work. And it's an organization that really helps provide education of food that's healthy and gets it gets kids involved at a young age.
I love it.
Great.
And then Social Works.
Social Works. Oh my goodness. This is Chance the Rapper's organization. It was such an honor to meet him a few years ago. So kind. He is really doing great things for children here in Chicago and teens. He has this whole, what is it called? A mic program. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Not drop the mic or whatever, where, you know, kids can gather. He has great organizations for younger kids. They've also helped out, and this is another wonderful organization, Taste for the Homeless, and with Michael Earhart, who is going out and feeding hundreds of homeless people in Chicago every single day. And just doing great work. And I know they've been supportive of his organization. He's trying to purchase a food truck. So I'm trying to help him on that as well. And so Michael Earhart for Taste for the Homeless.
I love wonderful. This.
But Social Works with Chance the Rapper. I don't think I know any of his songs. I'm so sorry.
You know what? That's okay. You don't need to know his songs because you know who he is. And what we're going to say is that I know who my guest is. Margaret McSweeney, podcast host, brand consultant, food and lifestyle expert, and believer in delicious living. She's a connector, a communicator, and collaborator. Now, before we go to this song, Ancestors, it's one of my favorite songs. Felisa Latin Soul, who sings my new intro at the beginning of Max and Friends. We were just together in Colorado. We had an amazing evening with Felisa, with Ash, with Leah. We were just in a beautiful space in my home. We were singing, we were laughing, we were dining, we were celebrating, and we called in our ancestors. For you, what does the word ancestors mean?
Those who have gone before. A connection, you know, a heart connection. Sometimes a blood connection, but mainly a heart and soul connection.
Beautiful. Well, right here on Max and Friends, my song of the year, you know, I usually do like the recaps of the year, but being on this book tour, I've been so busy that we're going to recap the year with my favorite song right here on Max and Friends, Ancestors. And when we're back, Margaret McSweeney and I are going to chit chat some more. So stay tuned to Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Ducci. And now, Felisa Latin Soul, Ancestors.
Oh, I will not fear. I will not fear, no, no. Guide me, Father, come find me. Find me, Mother, come guide me. Show me, Father, come show me. Lead me, Mother, just lead me home. Father, can you take me?
This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci, and that was Felisa Latin Soul Ancestors. Ancestors. My guest tonight, I'm going to joke and say, is Mary Margaret McSweeney, but as Margaret McSweeney of Kitchen Chat, I want to talk about Viking, because that's the studio where we really met that one time. So tell us about your involvement with Viking.
Oh, thank you. It's a great company. I do some events and consulting with Middleby Residential. That is the umbrella of Viking. They own Viking, La Cornue, AGA, Lynx, wonderful, wonderful appliances. And it's just been so much fun to work with them and have some wonderful guests come into the showrooms and help out with events.
I love that. Well, we're going to go right now to Twitter, because we're going to go there at Max Tucci, and we're going to like start tweeting the friends at Campbell Soup to get them to donate some soup. So let's see if maybe a tweet can make a difference, right?
I will retweet you.
Right? We're going to do that just right after the show. Speaking of after the show, we're coming to that point where we have to start wrapping it up. That's just how fast time flies here on Max and Friends. So before we go, what is it that you cooked tonight for dinner?
Well, I made my husband some turkey crumble. So ground turkey with barbecue sauce and broccoli and corn. And then one of my favorite things to make, and it just makes me smile because he loves it when I make this, Parmesan crisp. If you're looking for something really easy to do that will impress your guest this holiday season, I just get some Parmesan cheese and put it on, the parchment paper and put it in the oven, for like 10, 15 minutes. And they're just so yummy. They're fresh Parmesan crisp. You don't even have to do anything, but
I love this.
Yes, maybe to put some cranberries or, jalapenos. I don't know. It'd be fun to flavor it up.
I love that. So I'm copying the link right now for Wings Program Pantry wish list, going to my Twitter at Max Tucci, and we're going to tweet right now Campbell Soup that you all need some soup over there for the holidays. You know, it's like... That's why it is for so many people, just the simple thing of a can of soup You know, we can sit here, Margaret and I, and talk about all the food we love and the Parmesan crisps, how good they are. And, you know, we spoke about it tonight on your show, which will air this week, about Parmesan. And for those who are just wanting that one cup of soup that will make the whole difference, even for that one moment, find it in your heart right now to go to Kitchen Chat, click the Linktree link, go into Margaret's page there. Find it, donate. It's literally a click and a click and a click. It's so simple and easy. So, you know, that's one way we can give back during this holiday season. Speaking of giving, we're going to be doing a giveaway this week on Kitchen Chat. So tell us about that, of the Delmonico Way, and how people can tune in.
Absolutely. And I am so excited that we had a Kitchen Chat, and that was so much fun to continue that conversation. Oh, my goodness. And I love the Delmonico Way. And it's going to be great to give away a copy of your book. Please look for details this week on my Instagram, Kitchen Chat. And this will be a fun way to celebrate Foodie Friends and the Delmonico Way. You're such
I love that. Oh, thank you. You are too. You know, together we rise. It's that simple. So, all right. The Delmonico Way, sublime, entertaining, and legendary recipes from the restaurant that made New York, Rizzoli. It was like released November 1st, Margaret. And I feel like I've been around the world 10 times already. I love it. I love it. This week, I've got to drop some info for everyone. Spill the tea, as they say in the streets. The tea that I'm spilling is I'm going to be on the Tamron Hall show on Wednesday, December the 14th, Wednesday, December the 14th. I will be on Tamron Hall. Check your local listings. I'm going to be cooking up a storm with Tamron in the kitchen. And what I'm going to be making is, you'll have to tune in to find out. But it's a recipe from the Delmonico Way. And it's an easy one. It is so quick. I'll be making a couple of recipes, but one in particular, it's one of my favorite. It dates back, I'll give you the hint, to Marlena Dietrich. So we'll leave it at that. It's all in the book. You could read to find out more. Tweet me, IG me, at Max Tucci. For Margaret McSweeney, you can go and find her on Kitchen Chat and also kitchenchat.info for more information there, from her blog to her shows to just her beautiful essence of being so delicious. So I love you for joining me tonight on Max and Friends. Before we go, what is it that you want people to take with them into their next moment?
I think, and first of all, thank you. I love you, Max. This is just such a beautiful time with you. Back to people who might be struggling during the holidays, I just feel led to say, please reach out to someone. You're not alone in your journey. There's always someone here.
Always, always, always. I love that. And for those of you, this is what I'm going to leave you all with, who are going through something, whether it's being alone, whether it's grief, whether you're just like over the holidays and they haven't even started yet for some, here's what I know for sure. Where you are right now is exactly where you're supposed to be. No experience is ever wasted. You're not alone. You're not alone. Why? Because I hear you. I see you, and you matter. And until next time here on Max and Friends, if you can, take life to the max. And if you're trying to, I got you. Let me lift you up and let me put you on that place where you need to be so you can literally take life to the max. I love you all for tuning in. Happy holidays. Catch me on Tamron Hall. And I might do a live show next week. We'll see. Sam, thank you so much. Happy holidays to all. You know where to find me. You know where to find me. Until next time, good night and good karma. And I love you. Take life to the max. I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends.